the power of the cross. The cross of Christ unites those divided by sin. Ask, whom do I treat as an outsider in God's kingdom? Seek, as you go about your daily activities, think about how often you see someone else as one of them, rather than one of us. Knock. Meditate on 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. How might you concretely imitate and model your life on Jesus? Transform your life. Make discernment rather than judgment the goal of your life's decisions. Ask yourself, what does God want me to do at this moment? And what is God trying to teach me through this? Strive to be open in his guiding presence. Learn from all whom you meet this day and every day. For more Power of the Cross reflections, visit discerninghearts.com.